Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, June the 7th, 1994, Barbados witnessed one of the most dramatic days in its recent political history, when the Democratic Labour Party government of Prime Minister Erskine Lloyd Sandiford was defeated in a parliamentary vote of no confidence. Erskine Lloyd Sandiford had become Prime Minister following the death of Errol Barrow in 1987 and had won the elections of 1991 with a majority of 17 seats for the DLP to 11 for the opposition Barbados Labour Party led by Owen Arthur. This majority was reduced to 5 when the trade unionist Leroy Trotman resigned from the DLP in 1993 to sit as an independent member. Trouble had been brewing in the ruling DLP government for almost a year before the fateful non-confidence vote. Prime Minister Sandiford's preferred candidate for the position of Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Tourism Authority was opposed by the board of the BTA and by two successive Ministers of Tourism, Wes Hall and Evelyn Graves. Eventually, Sandiford took the tourism portfolio and presented the appointment to Cabinet himself. This led to a highly acrimonious split in the party, with 4 former members of his Cabinet, Wes Hall, Evelyn Graves, Harold Blackman and Keith Simmons, publicly opposing Sandiford's action. Each side regarded the issue as a matter of principle. On the day of the vote, a bustling crowd filled Parliament Yard, and King Dial, resplendent in a mauve suit, was prominent in the packed visitors' gallery. The vote hung in the balance as the 10 hours of debate unfolded, with the much-remarked absence from the opposition benches of De Lisle Bradshaw, reportedly for medical reasons, and with the Speaker, Lawson Weeks, only able to cast a vote in the event of a tie. In the end, the 4 dissident DLP members and the independent member, Leroy Trotman, voted with the opposition for the motion, which passed with a majority of 14 to 12. Prime Minister Sandiford was defeated. As a consequence of that defeat on this day in 1994, Mr. Sandiford called general elections for September, 16 months early, and Parliament was duly dissolved. David Thompson became the new DLP leader before those elections were held, but with the DLP in disarray, the BLP under Owen Arthur swept a victory. It would hold power for the next 16 years.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.